Welcome to Stop Go Stop.
Episode 179, Exchange.
The sound of a spotlight turning on and warming up. On stage left, a heavy-footed man walks out into the light.
There is a moment that I am thinking about. One that I can't get out of my head. Do you know the one? Maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. Maybe it matters. It might matter. Anyway. It starts. It always starts the same way. It always starts. It might. Kind of a silly thing to say. If it didn't start, there wouldn't be a thing. It always starts.
Is it a bang or a whimper? Is it inflation or stagnation? Is it something that can be conceived by modern everyday life? Is it something beyond that which is knowable? Like counting the waves on the beach, or counting the number of breaths you take in a day? With both, technically, there is an answer. But finding a solution is not worth the computing power, or the counting, the meaning of 42 and all that. How, or why, or what? An answer that isn't the answer that isn't, but still is. Either way, I am still surprised by this world. Not knowing all and everything, there are benefits. Did you know American Football, the math rock band, had a second album? Just learned that last week. Really, what a wonder this world is. A second album. Full of surprises.
Roll call.
Feelings.
Elements.
Months of the year.
Fruits of the spirit.
Report.
Interest, joy, surprise, sadness, anger, disgust, contempt, self-hostility, fear, shame, shyness, guilt.
Next.
Earth, water, wind, fire, thunder, ice, force, time, flower, shadow, light, moon.
Next.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Next.
Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, chastity. How many times can you say the words, "I am fixated on a thing," in a row?
12.
30.
2.
I don't know if I understand the questions.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
I am fixated.
I am fixated on a thing.
I am fixated.
I am fixated on a thing.
I am fixated on a thing.
I am fixated.
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 I am fixated on a thing.
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 The person who said they don't understand does a little soft shoe to the rhythm of the words. Everyone else starts to dance as they stop saying the words.
Yes, I know. I've stopped looking.
But it says it's supposed to.
Yes, I know, but a watched bus never boils, or something like that.
I don't think that's how the saying goes.
Well, the bus is supposed to arrive on time, but we both know it will arrive when it arrives.
I wasn't even going to take the bus today. I was going to take the L. But this stupid thing, my phone told me it was going to be faster.
And now?
I should have just walked.
Ha, walk. That's rich. You looking again? it's going to upset the cosmos. No way that cat's ever going to arrive. It's a law of physics.
Uh-huh.
You know that story. A cat playing video games, and it's supposed to get ready to go to dinner with his girl. The girl believes he is getting ready, but won't know for sure unless she looks. So he is both getting dressed to go out and playing video games. He is Superman, doing both at once. Until the moment she checks. Then bam. He is either dead because he's playing video games, or he's golden and ready to go out.
I don't know if that's how it goes. But yes, I understand.
Watched Bus Don't Boil.
Yeah, I still want to look.
It will be a wait for us both then.
I mean, I was going to take the train. I usually take the train, but not today. Stupid Cubs game. Addison was swamped with all those suburbanites. Those never taken the red line before. The dressed up ready to take the field in another man's uniform types.
Yeah, those red, white, and blue, wearing son of a biscuits. Rooting for a team, I will never speak their name. How they treated the Hawk, only major leaguer to get an MVP on a last place team. Cellar-dwelling red, white, and blue bullshit. I know, I know. It was a generation ago, two generations ago. But Andre fucking Dawson, they should have a statue of him out there. But no, baseball now is all war. Wins above, I replace your ass. RBI is shit, not just hits, it's launch angles. Not did you advance the runner, you know.
I think... I don't follow baseball much.
But Andre fucking Dawson. But Andre fucking Dawson, he's not just baseball. Ron Santo, who cares? Ryne Sandberg, lightweight. Let's play two and all the others. That hellscape of a Harry Carey. That team moved the statues of Santos and Williams for their new god, sports betting. Ha! The Hawk would have stared down them and said no parlays today. Not even close to the Hawk. The look, the cool, the Hawk. Yeah, no. The 1980s. The O. You don't care.
Yeah, man. I guess. Is that a bus?
Nah, man. Probably a moving truck. Andre fucking Dawson.
Traffic sounds horn honk. Traffic sounds horn honk. Traffic sounds horn honk. Traffic sounds horn honk. Traffic sounds horn honk.
Click of a light.
Light goes up in center on the stage on a microphone, strolls up to the mic. Footsteps. A bit of feedback.
Those that can hear my voice. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. From me to you, the beginning and the end. From today and tomorrow, I hope you receive this transmission. That you are greeted with joy and the warmth of the mighty sun. For today, in this space, we will exchange thoughts, theories, and hypotheses that will expand from this stage to the furthest point in the cosmos. But yet, it is from my vocal cords to your eardrums. That is the distance that we will focus on. This path will open up all other paths. Behold, the future, the past, welcome to tomorrow, today, and the present. Welcome.
Step 1. Set the scene for what has already happened and for what is going to happen. Two stools, eight chairs, a table, and this microphone. And of course, the bright lights of a stage.
While this is being said, I step up to the right of the narrator, and the narrator passes the mic to me. But as you hear these words, it has already happened.
In this time, for this stage, actors take first positions.
A montage. Fast and intertwined, should we start reciting facts and figures about history? Roots and yes demographics of ridership. Mostly true.
We, the actors, can read the facts and figures from our cell phones. No need for experts, no need to memorize this and that. Or not. Maybe this should all be later. If this is about an exchange, so this should be later. At the moment, it can't all be about one thing.
As it was before. If it was like it was before, it would have started like this. Two people seated in front of each other, but alone.
two people talking to each other, but miles apart.
Sound of typing and clicking.
Hi, can you hear me? Camera on.
Oh, hi, yes, and can you hear me? Just a second, I have to switch mic settings.
Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
Oh my, yeah, there it is.
Good to see you.
You too. So let me share my screen, okay?
Oh, you have an agenda.
Yeah, I thought I'd just put one together. Thought it would help our discussion.
Okay, sure.
Do you want to make any adjustments?
Out. Give me a second. No, I guess this will be a good start.
So, the numbers in the first quarter have looked great, as you can see.
I don't think the screen... I can't see it.
That's weird. I have screen share. Let me look.
Maybe you are only sharing the window.
Let me try again in... Do you see it now?
No.
Okay. So we are about halfway through this fiscal year, and the process of looking over the reports, it has led me astray, gone from the direct path of profit, lost in a gloomy woods. It was no easy reports looking through the financials, no direct path between invoices and payments. You really are a brute when it comes to bookkeeping. But within these piles is growth, is rough growth. True, the company is not far from death. But I think there is more to discover, more good news that we can find during this Zoom.
In the midway of this are... what? Do you see a way? I guess you know, that there would be a way to adjust, to find a new path.
No. This is the path we are on. There aren't any magic beans that will sprout a ladder to take us up out of this hole. The whole problem is that you, that we, cannot see past the desire to be great. That it is only this desire. There is no service that this company supplies the world. There are no goods. The idea of this company is, and always has been, success.
But yes, that has been what we have raised money with. Optimistic views, the desire to succeed, excellence.
This is a word cloud, not a business strategy.
What's the difference?
What?
I'm serious. We have had a good 36 months. Raise money on other people's desire to make money. Through these word clouds, we have rained money.
I'm sorry we are off from the agenda. Can we go back to the course I set out, the agenda?
Yes. I think you were talking about how the company is ending, that you were leading me through this hell. So yes, please continue through this forest of bones, of screams of the unbaptized, and I will listen. Listen.
Two people standing, not together.
The man is closer, short sleeves, backpack, a camera around his neck. He is tired. His sneakers are tired. His shoulders are tired. Behind him, about 20 feet, is a woman. She has a heavier-than-needed coat on. A purse, or make that a handbag. It is over her right forearm. It looks as if it has just slipped off her shoulder. With her left hand, she holds and scrolls a cell phone. Her tennis shoes are very white. They stand, maybe walk. It is a walk. It is filled with slow steps. I don't remember what SLR stands for. It stands for a nice camera, but that's not it. Maybe single lens replaceable, or St. Lawrence Recycling, or Sanitarium Laundry and Recycling. No. I don't think so. I remember transit to a location as much or more than being at the location, especially if I got lost going there. I remember what I had in my bag more than what I saw. Such is this man with his backpack, SLR camera, his tiredness. Such are these two, together but not together. Or is this one function of my brain and how I like to process things? To consume it over and over and over again until they are misinterpreted.
Is that a hawk?
Where?
Just up there. What do you think it is? Red tail?
My can he soar? Is it coming this way? Hard to tell when they are up so high.
I wonder what he eats.
Rats, other birds, mice. That reminds me. Did you hear? Those owls in the park.
What? No.
You know the ones. The ones that lived up in the buildings near Lincoln Avenue.
Who?
We, you know, they were in the news. They sent the weatherman up there to do a public interest story. You know, Hal, or Dale, or Dave. Maybe it was Chip. You know the one. So, did you hear they died? Dead. You know what killed them?
No. Died? I, no. Died? Dead.
It wasn't old age, or a car, or flying into the window. It wasn't drinking Mountain Dew or getting a plastic cap stuck in its throat.
What was it? What killed these birds?
Rats.
Rats.
Poisoned rats. They ate rats that had eaten food from those alley traps, and before the rat up and died, it got up and killed. And the killed became the killer.
Do you want another round?
Bartender, fill these cups with the nectar of the gods. Please let me know that my worship leads to some action. That there is a reaction to my action.
May this be the poison that keeps up living. That keeps the thoughts at bay, and not the poison that kills. For we be the killers, and not the killed.
That's dark. Today seems dark. The decisions around me are not of my own. Birds. Owls. The Supreme Court. The Supreme Being. Neither hearing my calls for justice truth. Not the American way I read about, and maybe believed in.
That's dark.
Today seems dark.
Threats don't work with deities, with institutions. Fill up my cup with nectarines if ambrosia is too hard.
Fill up my memory with something other than the deeds of old, please, before the end of the world.
As I look out to the west, my mind is set. From out west, is it coming? Is it coming? Rumbling down this very street to meet me here and take me home before the sun sets. That's all I'm asking. All I ask, is it coming? That's all I ask, is not to be passed. Not to be passed. And to be delivered home, before the end of the world, is it too much to ask for from the west? Is it coming? Is it coming? To not to be passed up and delivered home. Before the end of the world. Is the bus coming? Is the bus coming? I look to the west. Is it coming? Rumbling down the street, not to be passed, before the end of the world. Is it coming? I look west. Is it coming?
You have been listening to episode 179, Exchange. It was written and produced by John Wunzel. From Chicago to your ears, this is the Stop Go Stop podcast.